Catherine sat in a chair by the bed. The door was open into the hall. The wildness was gone, and I felt finer than I had ever felt. She asked, "Now do you believe I love you?" "Oh, you're lovely," I said. "You've got to stay. They can't send you away. I'm crazy in love with you." "We'll have to be awfully careful. That was just madness. We can't do that." "We can at night." "We'll have to be awfully careful. You'll have to be careful in front of other people." "I will. You'll have to be." "You're sweet. You do love me, don't you?" "Don't say that again. You don't know what it does to me." "I'll be careful then. I don't want to do anything more to you. I have to go now, darling, really. Come back right away. I'll come when I can. Goodbye." "Goodbye, sweet." She went out. God knows I had not wanted to fall in love with her. I had not wanted to fall in love with anyone. But God knows I had. And I lay on the bed in the room of the hospital in Milan, and all sorts of things went through my head, and I felt wonderful. And finally Miss Gage came in. "The doctor's coming," she said. "He telephoned from Lake Como." "When does he get here?" "He'll be here this afternoon."